Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
32,000, that's the number of people on our roads who are on at least their third provisional licence and haven't passed their driving test. And there are concerns that plans for a crackdown on those 32,000 could have a knock-on effect on waiting lists for driving tests. Now, documents released from last year show the Department of Transport warning that any dramatic change in how many learner permits a person could hold would likely lead to a surge of applications. Officials warn this would end up causing extra stress on the already overburdened testing system. Well, we're joined now by Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Hello, Geraldine.
Good morning, Claire.
So what we're hearing here is you solve one problem, you're going to create another or add to another. Isn't that it?
Yeah, and I mean, the biggest problem here is this loophole that allows you get into this situation in the first place. So as it stands, if you're a new learner, you get a learner permit for 2 years. You can then apply for a second one for another 2 years. So basically drive for 4 years without having to worry about a test. It's when you come to apply for a third learner permit and subsequent, you have to then show that you've applied for a driving test or that you failed. But it's the word is apply. You don't have to have sat the test. And I think that's what the issue is, Claire. And that's what's created this situation.
Yeah, but so many people will be shocked, I think, to hear that there are 32,000 people who are on the roads on their at least their third licence without a provisional licence without having passed the test.
Yeah, and it's all down to this loophole. And I think the other problem is there obviously isn't a huge issue with being caught. I mean, you know, you're technically not supposed to drive unaccompanied, but I mean, it's hard to see how people who, if they're on their third or subsequent learner permit, are still driving accompanied. So the issue is, yes, the penalties are quite severe for if you are stopped and you're driving unaccompanied. I mean, your car can be seized, but obviously the cars that are seized are only the tip of the iceberg, because if there was a real deterrent, people wouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm. So if you are if you've applied for your test and then you're given a third provisional because you have applied, surely that third license, provisional license, is that not revoked or does it expire if you miss your test, don't show up for it?
No, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing in the system that can do that. And I think there's issues around how you would amend the system to reflect that and how you would amend the system to ensure that you had actually sat a test. And I think that's the problem. And actually, no shows have to be contributing to the long waiting list at the moment, because I think in 2023, they made up of about 3% of all bookings. So, I mean, it's, you know, they're significant enough numbers when you're dealing with long waiting lists. So something needs to be done about that. But as I said, the onus is on making people sit the test in the first place, but also that there's deterrence if they don't. But I think the other issue that isn't addressed, Claire, is we don't know why people aren't sitting the test. You know, is it anxiety? Is it that they just don't bother? And I think there's an onus on the RSA to actually find out why is there so many people on learner permits for so long and not sitting the test, because it's just a number at the moment, but we know very little about who makes it up.
Now, the other reason that you could have a third and subsequent provisional license is if you failed your test. So you can keep failing but keep driving.
Yeah, again, as far as I know, if you fail it over a certain amount of times, there are questions asked, because I actually do know somebody, I think, who failed it like 6 times, and then they actually sent 2 instructors with them when they did the test. So there are questions raised. But I mean, how many people fail the test that often? But yes, if you fail the test, no questions are asked, you just roll on. And that is enough of a justification then to be given your third or subsequent learner permit.
Right.
So you just, you know, you don't, there's no onus on passing.
But listen, the reason we're talking about this is because of the driving test waiting list and, you know, that consequence of fixing the provisional licence problem leading to further delays on the driving test side. What's the current wait time if you apply to sit your test today?
Yeah, I mean, the waiting times have actually got worse. There was, the RSA had said they would get it down to the service level agreement, which is 10 weeks by the middle of 2024. It actually had got down to about 14.9 in April 2024. That was the best this year. The most current figure is 17.9 weeks. That's what it was last month. Looking at the very quickly, just looking at the stats before I came on air, it looks like that's more closer to 18 weeks at this stage. So as I said, it was as bad as 24.3 last November. It improved during, well, the beginning of the summer, and now it seems to be going the wrong way again.
Right. And are they recruiting more testers? The Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, said they were. Is that happening?
They are. They have 70. They're going to recruit 70, but these have to be trained and they will not be in service until March 2025. So if you're listening to this and you're one of those people waiting for a test, that's not going to make a big difference to you at the moment.
OK, so for people then who are waiting for the test, Geraldine, is there any advice? Like, can they do it at any centre? So can they check where the lowest waiting time is and go there? Or do you have to do it to the one closest to you?
No, you can sit it anywhere. And there is a huge reluctance. I've spoken to learners over the years. There's a huge reluctance by your learners to do this. But honestly, you're better off. And if you think about it, if you get a full license, you can drive anywhere in the country. So don't be put off by having to sit the test somewhere else. If you go onto the RSA website, they have a waiting list times. You can actually check the centres and they do vary considerably across the country. A few of them do have dates for December. That's about the earliest. Some of them are into April of next year. So look around and be prepared to travel. It's an inconvenience, yes, but the benefits of having a full license are worth it.
We asked the Department of Transport about this. They said they're committed to addressing drivers who spend long periods driving on learner permits. And then they go on to say an approach to address this issue has been agreed with the RSA and discussions concerning the implementation of the planned approach are ongoing. So that seems to suggest, Geraldine, they have a plan.
Yeah, but I mean, they had a plan to reduce the waiting list down to 10 weeks as well. And as we see, it's actually going up. So, I mean, we'll wait and see what happens. But, you know, something has to happen at this stage. And we've heard about all of these, addressing all of these issues, and we don't see anything concrete.
All right. Well, let's wait and see and keep an eye on it, see what happens. Geraldine, good to talk to you. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Coming up next on the programme, Agnes Boucher-Hayes' Essential Survival Guide for students who are starting college.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.